Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Frank Pepe's Pizzeria Monthly Dish. So glad to be back here with you, Melissa Shekatoff, host of Melissa in the Morning on WICC, and it's episode 10 already. I am so excited to be back in the original kitchen of Frank Pepe. And joining me today, Russ Champlin is here. Now, Russ, I made sure to write down his title because I didn't want to mess this one up. Director of Information Systems and Project Manager. So welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. I don't hear that title very often. It's long.
It's long, right?
A lot of letters.
So it sounds like you're important. I think that's fair. You sound important. Are you a tech guy? Are you an IT guy?
You know, it's funny you say that because IT kind of forces you into like being like some sort of network builder, internet technology guy. Information systems to me is far bigger than that because I came from operations originally. And when we got into expanding Pepe's, I came in around 14 years ago, I guess. And it was only a few years before that we were still taking checks and not even taking credit cards. Not that long before I got here.
Really?
So there was an opportunity to bring in some technology to kind of, you know, bring Pepe's into Frank Pepe's into the
like the
more
modern,
of a modern way
of
doing stuff.
Okay, so you keep the original product the same, but
so
you
the information system
the
was yeah, it was more about bringing standard. Technology into to encompass all the information systems. How do we talk to our customers? How do we do this? How do we do that? How do we distribute menus? Make menus? Web pages? Online ordering? You phone technology? You put all that together. At the time we were growing, so we didn't really have the ability to go hire these giant companies to do it. So I was like, well, I'll do it. And we were like, sure. And then as that happened, it just kind of became what I did.
Okay. I have to ask you something, Russ, because honestly, and I know I'm supposed to ask you and I will get there to like why you love Pepe's and we're going to get there obviously, but I have to ask because this is a fun factoid in my mind that I love to play all the time. 98% of restaurants in Connecticut are locally owned. They are not chain restaurants, but one of the things that they have a hard time with, especially to your point, which is that you don't want to compromise the product or what you're offering people, but the idea of either checks or paying cash, getting away from that and being more accessible, even paying through apps like Venmo, things like that. How did you do that for Pepe's? Because a lot of businesses to this day in Connecticut actually struggle with getting to that place where people don't misconceptualize that we're not changing Pepe's. Pepe's is still original. However, we're making it more accessible to especially the younger generation who they're not carrying cash. They're not carrying checks. They probably are using payment apps or they're at least using credit cards.
Yeah, you know, times changed and generations, they come along over time and experience technology in different ways. And I would love to, you know, claim I was some sort of genius when we came with online ordering, but we were just starting to build and come on to online ordering right before COVID.
Really? Good timing.
You know, in a way it was extremely, you know, fortuitous or, you know, lucky. But during that time of COVID, a lot of people that have never ordered online were almost forced into it. And they realized, hey, this is a lot easier than we thought it was. So what we did is step by step, when we opened up Chestnut Hill, that was the first place we ever did like online ordering. And it was such a big departure, legacy-wise, history-wise, of what we do. Can we do it? Can the pizza still get there hot? Can we use delivery drivers? It was a lot of things. So it was really just a big series of baby steps. And to listen to the all of our guests, our customers, are, you know, how is the experience for this? And listen to their pain points of when we call, your phone's always busy. And that was one of the catalysts to get towards online ordering. We just were blessed with enough people calling that we physically could not answer the phone. It wasn't that we were just taking it off the hook.
Right.
We just physically couldn't answer. And we had the capacity to make more pizzas. So how do we make it more accessible? So we took a lot of different baby steps to try this platform or this platform. And we jumped into the deep end of the pool on a handful of things because technology wasn't our forte. But the thing I like to say more than anything is the technology that we brought into Pepe's didn't change how we made the pizzas. There is zero technology in these ovens.
Right. Because I mean, this is all.
Oh, yeah.
Again, we're sitting in the original, by the way.
Yeah. There's no gas. There's no electronic. This is coal. Coal and air. It's basically a giant convection.
Well, even that thermometer you said.
Yeah, that's even an analog thermometer. We don't even have a digital thermometer on these. There's no technology. The closest thing to technology is the hood vent to suck some heat out of here, which is off right now, and you can feel it.
I know. Are you feeling like you're kind of out of body experience?
I feel like we just have the sun on us a little bit too. But the technology that we brought in was more designed to make it more accessible and reduce the pain points of our customers, to make it a little more efficient. Being able to pay online, so when you walked in, you could just say, hey, I'm Bob or Barbara, whoever, and we just hand you your pizza because you've already paid, allowed us to get more pizzas to more people.
See, that's why you have the long title. You're very important. And as I think it just kind of proves the point of Pepe's and the fact that, to your point, Russ, that there's not any compromise on the actual product or on the actual company. Mm-hmm. But we did also, though, extract the fact that we do need to get ourselves to be more accessible. As a millennial myself, I know I am somebody who does not carry cash. Mm-hmm. So when you go to these places that are just super, they're treasures, places like Pepe's, you want to feel like you can go there in the ease of being able to either pick up really quickly or to be able to pay however you want. I think that's a big deal.
The other half of it, though, is arguably even more important. It's how do you, when you start getting out of the streets of New Haven and into other markets, how do we tell that story of Pepe's?
Yeah.
So we try to use technology to the best of our ability to tell the stories of the fact that we use the same tomatoes in Florida. That we do in DC, that we use them here. We go way out of our way. Just the logistics behind it is mind-boggling, but we literally use the same ingredients everywhere.
So actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, and we're talking again to Russ Champlin, and Director of Information Systems and the Project Manager for Pepe's. That's across all Pepe's.
Yeah, it's all of them. Okay. You know, it's just... it's one big happy family, you know?
No, exactly.
It's 17. And it's worth mentioning as well, it's another vehicle to tell people. Sometimes I think it's natural when you reach out as far as Florida from Connecticut, people start to think maybe we franchised or we reached out.
There it
out
is. You knew where I was going with that.
Oh, where are you going there?
Because sometimes you do hear people say chain. And to me, I don't look at Pepe's as a chain. No. I think expansion versus chain.
But it's not an uncommon word. It's an understandable word. And I certainly think we understand why people use it.
But it sounds like it compromises the original. That's what I think bothers me about chain. That's what I don't like.
I can tell you without a doubt, especially I opened up Chestnut Hill when we first got there. And I am not just in the technology here. Like I was steeped in, learning the process, hanging with the family, spent a lot of time with Gary Ribonte and learning it. And this pizza is still made the way Frank Pepe made it 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to say 100 years, but we can literally start saying over 100 years now.
Right.
And this has never changed. All the stores are family owned, every single one of them. And that's one thing that will never change. They'll all be family owned. We'll all have the guidance of the family to make sure we're doing the way, as they would say, grandpa, did it X amount of years ago, mm-hmm. In the back of my head, people say, what would blank do? And I always, what would Frank do? Now, I never met the fella, he passed away before I was born, but that pops into my head like, hey, and if I can't figure that out, we have the family to say, hey, how would blank do this?
Yeah.
And how would this go over? Because that legacy of what the Pepe family brought to pizza, it's hard to like even conceptualize that pizza was at one time an obscure Italian food.
Right. It's so true.
Like an obscure Italian food that nobody knew about. And then this street out here, Frank Pepe out there, selling this thing called Habib's Pizza.
Right. Made, I feel like, Worcester Street as famous as it is today.
Yeah. And then when he did this was the original Habib's in New Haven.
Yeah.
You know?
And we are celebrating, by the way, the 100th. This is actually the Frank Pepe's Pizzeria monthly dish, if you're just tuning in, and we're talking to Russ Champlin. And I want to actually go back, because I go down the rabbit hole and I just find your role very fascinating. And I love chatting with you, Russ. But you had mentioned before you'd been in the restaurant industry in that capacity, you said, mm-hmm. for 30 years, but the last how many years have been with Pepe's?
It's weird. It's funny to say, but I've been in... When I was a kid, my mom always got Reader Digest magazines.
Oh, sure.
And I remember this section called quotable quotes. And there was this one quote that always stuck with me. If you wait long enough in life to find out what you're going to do with yourself, you find out you're already doing it. And I never took that as a negative. I discovered very young, like in a teenager, that I liked the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And it could sound cliche or even silly, but the idea that you can take the weight of the world off somebody for 30, 40 minutes at a time was genuinely satisfying to me.
Yeah.
Pizza takes it to that next level. If you, kids especially, but adults, when you're watching them eat pizza, you look at them and you go, they're not thinking of anything.
Nope.
They're not going, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do my laundry, my mortgage. They're just eating that pizza. Mm-hmm. And pizza exemplifies that more than most food.
You should add to your title and poet.
I guess there's some mystique
to it.
Right?
Local poet.
But what's different about pizza and what I think Pepe's does, and pizza as a whole, it's not just about us. There's plenty of pizza out there. It's like, hey, if you don't like Pepe's pizza, well, you like pizza.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you can't take that away. Most likely you do, right?
Exactly.
But when you're at our tables and you come in as a group, the difference with pizza compared to an old, historically gathering food like hot dogs or hamburgers, mm-hmm. is when you order pizza, you order for the table.
Yeah.
And it's a more of a family share experience. It's we're having, not right. I'm having.
Yeah.
So even when you're serving tables, it's like, what are you going to have? What are you going to have? What are you going to, you don't take eight orders.
Right.
It's what the table's going to have.
Yeah.
So inherently it's where everybody comes together, regardless of what they feel about each other or believe, or everybody is just in all walks of life and they're just eating pizza and not thinking about anything else. And it's pretty cool.
I don't think I've ever until this moment, I'm not even joking, thought of pizza that way. Because I always thought of, honestly, pizza is one of those foods that you just don't outgrow. So to your point, we've got a 7-year-old. He's obsessed with pizza. You can have pizza 8 days a week when there's only 7. So that's his MO. But then I look at my husband and I, and it's sometimes for date nights, it's like, let's just go get a pie.
I'm sure we'll talk about some fun stories, but what just popped into my head is countless times we've had parents and saying that their child's first solid food was Pepe's pizza.
Right.
And you're like, what? And you're witnessing it. They're like, yeah, it's our child's finally eating solid food. This is the first place we brought them. And you're like,
that's amazing.
What? That's pretty cool to hear that.
That's like, what I mean.
But you're right. You don't outgrow it.
But I always thought that pizza was just kind of nostalgic, mm-hmm. something that you don't outgrow. But to your point, it also is really a food of love where it's like, yes, the ingredients are fresh. And what Pepe's does is honestly mm-hmm. different than really any other place. But to your point, it is a community-based food.
Yeah, it's a bonding thing.
It really is. Yeah. And to be a part of that.
And Pepe's having dining rooms sticks out a little bit too, because most restaurants, minus a lot of the local ones, you know, the pizzerias that have a handful of tables, almost all of our restaurants have about 100 seats.
Yeah.
And the real best way to experience Frank Pepe's is to eat in the dining room.
Agreed.
And you get that. Mm-hmm. And people are like, I wouldn't wait in line. The funny thing is when you're waiting in line, that's especially in New Haven, that's a chunk of the experience. And if you ask somebody why they're waiting in line, they're like, we're not waiting in line. This is, well, we happen to be waiting in line, but this is what part of the experience is what we do.
Right.
They factor it in. It's not just to enjoy that. Again, countless stories of people that met in our line that got married.
That's like, so cool.
And it's
really?
Like, yeah. And you can't help if you have any feelings in you at all, you get welled up at some of these stories and you never get sick of hearing them. But people do that. They met in line, you know, because they, whether it be from Yale or local, and it's that is a somewhat of a unique thing to New Haven. But now that we've been in Fairfield for like 20 years and Yonkers and these places that have been around for a couple of decades, which is only 20% of what Frank, you know, the New Haven location is at.
Right.
We're starting to hear those stories now because even in Fairfield, people have been there, had children, and their children are now 15, 16, 17, mm-hmm. and have been going to Fairfield since they were a kid.
Right.
So we're starting to see some of that same nostalgia for here happen down in some of our other locations, which is
just so cool.
It's a pretty cool feeling to be part of.
It is. I think so too. So if you're just tuning in, Frank Pepe's Pizzeria monthly dish, we're talking to Russ, and you've been with Pepe's 15, 17? How many years?
I think I'm in my 14th year.
Wow. Well, it feels like forever for me.
Yeah.
I got that number wrong. I apologize. I do get some things wrong. I am curious though. So for you, especially because you had prior experience at other places in the restaurant industry, what sticks out for you with Pepe's? Why is this where you want to be? What to you, and it's not to knock other places you've worked at, but what to you stands out about Pepe's?
Oh God. You know, if I was to answer it, it might sound rehearsed, but it's the truth. When I got hired, I came from a seafood restaurant that was wildly popular, celebrity chef, lots of famous people. And, you know, to a certain degree, people know your name, et cetera. And I remember when I got hired, the question was, or when I was in the interview process, is, well, what makes you want to go from something of notoriety to a certain extent to some place that just makes pizza and nobody knows your name? And I went, wow, what a odd question to be interviewed on.
Right.
And I, in the back of my head just was spinning. And the reason I came was I was behind the bar at this concept. It was in the Mohegan Sun. And I were hearing people say, let's go get some Pepe's. I wasn't hearing people say, let's go get some pizza. And immediately my brain started spinning. It's like, what else do you hear that on? You hear that on, like, for anybody who remembers Xerox, you know, let's go or get a Coke. And it doesn't matter if you're getting Pepsi, it's a Coke.
Right.
It's a Xerox. It's not a copy.
Right.
You know, there's just certain words in our in our vocabulary that are ubiquitous with the product. You Google it, even if you're using Bing, 100%. So people say, let's go get some Pepe's. And when I started hearing that and I was getting ready to kind of exit from the concept I was at, my answer immediately came back to that person is, well, if I'm going to go work for a pizza place, I might as well work for the best. Mm. And I was like, oh, it's kind of a, you know, I didn't want it to be a cheesy answer, but I did mean it. I was like,
cheesy answer, well played.
Yeah, that's good. I wish I did that on purpose. But that's truly how I felt. Why not work for a place that had a legacy? I grew up North Preston towards those dairy towns.
Oh, wow.
So Pepe's wasn't in my, you know, lexicon as a kid. We didn't drive down to New Haven to get, you know, pizza. It wasn't part of us. So I discovered it pretty late. Mm. And the more I learned, and when you come into New Haven, you see these pictures on the wall and they're not there because they're just like some piece of antiquity. They're true family pictures that were in the family albums.
Right.
And when you look at some of them and you blink for a second and you realize you're standing in the same exact picture that was taken 70 years ago, It's a little chilling. It's a little surreal. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it really is. I felt the same way when I had interviewed Francis here in the kitchen, and it was very hard to kind of wrap my mind around what all of this around me and who I was talking to, what was really happening. So I feel you with that. Russ Champlin, I want to thank you so much for being part of our ongoing series, the Frank Pepe's Pizzeria Monthly Dish. And thank you for being part of the Pepe's family.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. We are going to be back for the next episode in just a bit. But again, thank you for tuning in for episode 10. Can't believe it already. For the Frank Pepe's Pizzeria Monthly Dish. We'll see you real soon.